there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Shite International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
About this place. What now?
It's trying too hard.
Brian, the last place was not trying hard enough. The place before that was too busy. The place before that was too quiet. I need a drink.
A cup of tea is a notion this country was founded upon. One cannot enjoy a cup of tea just anywhere.
Well, the rest of the world seems to be managing just fine.
You seem somewhat testy.
We've been walking around for an hour to find a place to get tea. You do what you like, but I am staying here.
Fine. I will remain, if only to protect your fragile desperation.
Good.
Welcome to the Magic Toadstool Tea Rooms. My name is Lily. How can I help you?
Pay you well, do they?
I'm sorry?
To be so incessantly chirpy.
I don't...
Please feel free to ignore my friend. I'll have a large black coffee, please, and... Oh, one of those lovely coconut pastries you have.
Great choice. They're my favourite, actually.
She probably says that no matter what you order.
Shh.
And can I get you anything?
I am hardly likely to come in if I didn't require anything, am I?
Sorry?
Never mind. I would like a tea, please.
One pot of tea?
Sorry, I was not finished. I would like a pot of tea that has had one Earl Grey tea bag left in it for precisely 1 minute. You don't appear to be writing this down. I would like a medium-sized jug of milk to ensure sufficient milk-to-tea ratio, and if you could make sure there are no imperfections in the jug or cup. The cup at our hotel had a chip the size of the River Thames.
Of course. Would you like sugar?
Oh, yes. I would like nothing more than to pollute my veins with a chemical that leaves one with a short burst of energy, followed by a crash that bears a striking resemblance to that of a drug addict.
He means no thank you.
Ah, right. Well, if you take a seat, I will bring your drinks and pastry over.
Thank you very much. Did you have to?
Did I have to what?
Be so... you.
I'm afraid you are going to have to elaborate.
It's just a cup of tea, and you make it sound like a military operation.
Firstly, as I have told you many times, it is not just a cup of tea. Tea is what has made this country for many years, not you fake American coffee drinkers.
I think you'll find my family is just as British as yours.
Maybe. But I am of the belief that there is something fundamentally un-British about someone who doesn't drink tea.
If you say so.
There is your coffee and pastry, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, sir, but unfortunately we are out of Earl Grey tea bags.
Excuse me?
Our delivery was late this week and we've run out, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise we were in Cold War Russia.
Excuse me?
My request for tea was clearly outrageous. Are we on some sort of rationing that I have not been made aware of?
No. I don't think so.
Brian, they are just out of one kind of tea bag.
We have some lovely Lady Grey tea bags as an alternative.
If I wanted citrus dishwater instead of tea, I would have asked for it.
Or we have some breakfast tea?
Oh, yes. Breakfast tea at 2 in the afternoon, that is entirely logical. I suppose you would suggest I have a full English for dinner, or a bowl of cornflakes for lunch.
Just because it's called breakfast tea doesn't mean you have to drink it for breakfast, Brian.
Well, it would seem the creators of tea would disagree with you, and I think I will take their word for it.
Would you maybe prefer some green tea?
Oh, Lord.
That gnat's piss does not deserve to have the word tea in its title.
Maybe a coffee like your friend.
I really wouldn't.
Coffee, in its 4 million varieties, is what is destroying this country. Don't you understand that? No, of course not. You young people and your iced or whipped things with almond this or coconut that. It's no wonder this country is in the state it's in.
Sir, I'm sorry if I've upset you.
Upset? Oh, Lord, no. Why should I be upset? I foolishly came into this tea room establishment expecting to be served a nice cup of Earl Grey tea, a drink that has been satisfying this nation of ours for years. But no, it was not to be. I was snubbed with offers of Lady Grey, green tea, and coffee! You, madam, should be ashamed of yourself!
Could I maybe get these to go?
That was No More Tea, written by Rachel Feeney Williams and starring John Harper, Roderick Miller and Rebecca Holborn. Thanks go, as always, to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening theatre production. Cheerio!